Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Pat Sigmund. Patricia Sigmund is the founder of LPS Consulting, and she's the founder of also the David Advisory Group, where she helps companies like yours and mine maximize their profit potential. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. She's our good friend, Pat Sigmund. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back is right. Thank you. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Pat. What do you got on your mind today? What's going on?
Well, you know, I was kind of thinking positive thoughts. A lot of times we talk such
that's
negative.
That's always good.
And it's really interesting because it's not that economic things have changed for most of the business owners that I deal with. They are still suffering with lower sales and, you know, a bad climate. Mm-hmm. But what is interesting is things that we started doing about 4 years ago, or because we had no chance of keeping things the way they were, are working. A lot of the changes that we've made with businesses,
you're talking about survival steps, aren't you?
Survival steps that work. Yeah. And which is really interesting when I talk to business owners, like they used to have an office of helpers, now they have no helpers, and here's an owner who for 30 years delegated everything, now he has to do it all himself,
right.
He's got it all in his iPad and his iPhone,
right.
And yet they learned how to do it, we do it, and it's working. So with whatever funds are coming in, you know, they're being savored and spent differently than they were spent in the past, but on we go.
Well, this is what has happened in the last 3 3/4 years. Maybe really 4 years if you think about it. The recession actually began the fourth quarter of 2007, and so it has been 4 years. And what has happened, as you know, as we've talked, and we've talked about this many times on the show in the last few years, is people have found a way to survive. They found a way to survive with the revenue that they have, the revenue they can get, and whatever that is. And the good news here's the really good news about that, Pat. When the economy turns around, and it will, it's going to, when the economy really does turn around and build some momentum, the companies that are still in business are survivors. And they're operating so efficiently that any new business they get, any incremental new business they get, is going to be highly profitable business. What do you think?
Yes, I definitely think that. And even right now that happens, because when you have a lean and mean model and you don't have all this overhead and all these extra employees that you used to have, when you get the extra sale, if you do get it, it is yours. It doesn't have to pay.
A lot of that goes to the bottom line, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's correct. And it's a different model than any of these business owners that I work with wanted. No one
right.
wanted this model. It's not what
right.
we were used to. But there are things that everyone is doing, and it's working, and especially carrying your office with you.
Mm-hmm.
People are used to that, and it's working.
Technology.
Less overhead.
Technology is giving us. This is a big part of your work, isn't it? Helping people use technology to maximize profits, and technology has really given us this ability. And it's one of the reasons, Pat, why we've got such a stubborn unemployment situation. Because mm-hmm. even as businesses have grown incrementally, whereas in the past 10, 20, 30 years ago, every increment of growth would have been met with an incremental increase in payroll. We have other options now, don't we?
We do have other options, and we still also have a stubborn workforce or ex-workforce that is not facing the music and reinventing themselves.
Mm-hmm. They're unqualified, and I say, yeah. when we say they, there is something that you know, I've called years ago, I called it, you know, and other people are calling it structural unemployment. And it's one of the biggest concerns of business owners right now, Pat, isn't it? I mean, how many people do you know who have openings, they can't find qualified people?
Well, that's the problem, and it's almost universally including technology or skill sets that people didn't have in that spot
right.
in the past.
Right.
And a lot of times the employers, which we've been working with lately, the employers don't know what they're looking for because they don't understand what what the task is.
We're going to talk some more about profitability after these messages with our good friend Pat Sigmund. Her book is called Six Steps to Creating Profit. She and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.